Boker Tov, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Man Daf Yomi. We are now in the Mishnah on Ketubot Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph at the bottom, which is the third Mishnah in the fourth Perek. And now we are getting closer to the issue of Ketubah, but we really won't do so until we finish this and the next podcast, which will take us to the next Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav Amud Bet. Hagiorchin Garab Bita Ima Vezinta. Just a brief introduction to this sugya. And that is that there is a parsha in Kitei, in Dvarim, about the case of Motzi Shemra, which is when a man marries a girl and claims the night after, evidently the night after the chuppah, that he finds her not to be a betula, and he's claiming that she was unfaithful to him after Erusin. And if it turns out that he is lying, then he has to pay a knas of 100 kesef, twice the knas that we've been dealing with in the past. Also get Malkot, evidently, as we'll see in the next podcast. And also he must marry her and must remain married to her and may never divorce her. If, on the other hand, it turns out he was telling the truth, then she is stoned. She gets skila, which is not the normal punishment for adultery. Normally it's chenek. She gets skila, and the skila has to be petach beit aviha. Good, so let's take a look. So let's say there's a convert who converted, and her daughter converted with her, which means there's no father in the picture. If she has an affair as an arusa, even if, at least according to Rashi, even if the giyur happened before she was three, b'chazkat betula, nonetheless she has a standard chenek. There is no demand that the skila be petach beit aviya, because there is no such thing, and in case the guy was lying, there is no knas. Now, there's sort of a middle ground. If she was conceived before her mother converted, but then she was born after her mother converted, harezu biskila, then she has the same category, the same classification as the regular bat Yisrael, skila, veinla lo petach beit av velo measela, but the other two things do not apply. Now, obviously, if she was conceived and born, and her mother at the time was a Bat Yisrael, when she was conceived, then she's 100% in the game. Now, with a regular Jewess, Yeshla Av Eina Petach Beit Av. Let's say her father's alive, but he has no house. Yeshla Petach Beit Av Eina Av. Let's say her father's house around, but the father's dead. Harezu Biskila. Those deficiencies do not get in the way of the unique punishment of skila. Lo ne'amar petach beit av ela l'mitzvah. In other words, the demand that she be stoned at petach beit aviyah is an ideal, but not indispensable. Now, the first thing the Gemara wants to know is why it is that a girl who was conceived shelo b'kedusha still has skila. Menahani mili. Amar shlokish damar kra. Umeita. It says, uskaluha. Konche ira vameita. Why does it say that? Obviously, vameita, she's going to die. The rabot haratasha lobik tusha, lobik tusha. It's expanding it to include one other person we didn't know would be there. Is that somebody who was not conceived by kedusha? So let's say, why don't we say then that the guy, if he's lying, should still get punished? Kmakot and the kanas. So makra umeita. The answer is that the expanded notion comes from the word umeita. Lemita nitrab tavel ol knas. So it's only as far as what kind of death she gets for adultery, but not for anything else. Why don't I say it's there to expand it to include even somebody who was born conceived b'kedusha? The answer is hayi Yisraelit malaitahi. She's a regular Israeli. You don't need to expand to include her. So why don't I go the opposite way and say it's coming to expand it and to include somebody who was even born shelo b'kedusha and converted? So im kein b'Yisrael, and if you take a look at the pasuk, it says ki astan v'la b'Yisrael. There's no beit aviyah. She has done a terrible thing b'Yisrael. Mayahani le, what do I need b'Yisrael there for? Yisrael often is used in the drashot on halachic passages to indicate that the beitin has to be a beitin shel Yisrael, as we saw in Yibum. In this case, it is that she has to have some close blood affiliation or genetic affiliation, if you will, with Yisrael. Really, not genetic, but rather, she had to at least be conceived while her mother was already Bisrael. She had to be born when her mother was already Bisrael and not converted in order to be included in the Parsha. Now, Amar Yosef b'Chanin, Hamotzi Shemra al Hayetoma. If somebody is Motzi Shemra on a girl who has no father, Patur, why Shinamar na Ulav Yanara? Prat Lazu Shein Lav. So because if he's Motzi Shemra and it turns out he's lying, he's besmirching her good name, then they give money to the father of the Nara. If there's no father, no Knas. So one of the Rabbi Yossis in Eretz Yisrael challenged this by saying, in the Parsha of Mefata that we've seen already for quite a while, it says, it's there to expand it and say, even a Yitoma, meaning if the father's not around, she still gets Knas, the Rabbi Yossi Glili. Which means that even in cases where the Torah said that the payment goes to the father, if there is no father around, we still say that the regular rest of the parsha plays out. So how come here not? So he's the one who challenged it, and he himself, Rabbi Yossi, whichever one of the Rabbi Yossis is, answered it. When does Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that a yitoma is included in Knas? That's when, after the pitui, the father died. So at the time of the pitui, she still had a father. Now, Rava Amar Chayav, Rava disagrees with Rish Lakish, with Rabbi Yossi Chanina, and says, if you motzi shemra on a yitoma, you are Chayav. Mimai, Tani ami betulat Yisrael v'lo betulat gerim. We have a brito, which is parallel to our Mishnah, which says that Hotzi Shem al Betulat Yisrael. Why does the guy have to pay 100? Because he was Motzi Shem Ra on Betulat Yisrael. V'lo Betulat Gerim. Now, Iyamar Bishlamaki Hagam Misro Mechayev. After all, Betulat Gerim has no father by definition. A Betulah who was the daughter of Gerim. Meaning that she herself is a Giorit. So if you agree that a regular Israeli whose father is not alive, he gets the money, there's Knas. That's why you need a pasuk to say, but when her lack of father is not because he was a Jewish father who died, but because she's a Gioret, then I understand why you need to exclude it. But if you say that once the father's not alive, there's no Knas, then it has to be Yisrael part of a Gerim Yibayis, so then why do you have to tell me that if she is a Gioret, that there's no Knas? There's obviously no father. Right? So that's Rava disagrees and says Yochayav. Okay, Amar Rish Lakish. Hamotzi Shemra al-Ktana, this we had in the previous parak. If you motzi Shemra on a girl who is a Ktana. Patur. Why is it Patur? Shinemar v'natnu laviha na'ara. Na'ara malei dibar katuv. So the fact that it says na'ara, and I underline it with a hey. Na'ara with a hey. Now, matra v'achabar abba, tamadakti baha na'ara. It's only because it says na'ara that you say Ktana is out. Otherwise, you'd think of Ktanaz in the Parsha. Etc. If it turns out that the guy wasn't lying, that we stone her. So she can't be a Ktana. Ktana can't be in the Parsha to start with. Ella, we flip it. We saw this in the third parak. Kan Na'ara, meaning in the case of Motzi Shemra, you have Na'ara with a hey. As if to say, this is the model, this tells you. In this case, because we know it has to be a Na'ara, not a Ktana, because if it turns out the guy's telling the truth, she gets stoned. Therefore, that tells you, everywhere it says Na'ara with a hey, it's only a Na'ara. Hakomakom shenemar Na'ara, but without a hey written out. Hafilu Ktana v'mashma, and that's why Chacham of the opinion that Onas HaMefata v'Ktana is Chayav b'Knas. Now, we have a major brayta that goes through different scenarios of the case of Na'ara Mu'urasa Shezinta and how things will play out. Tani Shila. Shalosh Midot Pinara. There's three ways it plays out. Ba'ula Idim Evet Chamiya Shezinta Bevet Avia. If witnesses come after she's already married, Bevet Chamiya, meaning her father-in-law's house, and testify that when she was betrothed, she had Znut, so Klinotah Petach Bevet Avia. Then she's stoned at her father's house. Right? As if to say, look at what you raised. So it's a public shaming of the father, because it was in the father's house, meaning while she was betrothed that she had the znut. If the witnesses come before she gets married, in other words, she's betrothed to a guy, but the guy doesn't say anything. Witnesses come and testify that after she was betrothed she had znut. So then she's stoned. just as the pasuk, which the Gemara doesn't quote, but I put on the page, in the parsha of Naraham Urasa, who has Nut. There's no Motzi Shemra here. Naraham Urasa is found with another man after her Erusin. Then, you take both of them out to the Shar Ha'ir, the place where the judgment is done, and she is stoned. Sarcha ulevasof bagra, but let's say she did znut and afterwards became a bogeret, and then they came, tidon mechenek. Then the din is chenek, because as the unique halacha of skila for niuf only applies to a na'ara. Now this itself is a question, because after all she did the znut when she was a na'ara, so why should she get chenek? Now lemeim raduchol heichad ishtani gufi ishtani ketala, you're going to tell me that everywhere the body changes, the mita changes, meaning that even if the sin was done when you were in status A, but once you change to status B, and that once when the thing came to court, you are judged as a B, is that really the case? Or a mini? Watch this challenge. Na'ara murasa shezinta, if you have a na'ara, who's murasa, she's betrothed, and she has nut, umishabagro tziala shem ra, and she got married to the guy. This is not the case we just saw. She got married to the guy after she was a bogeret. And the next morning the guy came and said, no matzati v'tcha betulim, if he's lying, then none of the things play out. Now, he was omea, mektivin levet haskila, but she, and we'll have to fix this, she, and her false witnesses, her conspiring witnesses, will still get skila. Parenthetically, he was omea, sakadaita, she and her witnesses, ohi ozomea, meaning either she, if it turns out that it's true, or the zomamim, if they conspired to lie and say that she had znut and turns out that they have been found to be edim zomamim, will get skila. But the main point of this is that she still gets skila, even though after she became a bogeret, she married after she became a bogeret, and that's when the guy said it. So here we say her body changed, means she went from Na'ara to bogeret, and nonetheless, she maintains the mitah based on the time that she had the znut, not the time that she's judged. So how come in Shila's Breita, we said that if she had znut as a Na'ara, and Edim came after she was a bogeret, she gets chenek? So Amarava, Motzi Shemra, come out. You're bringing a proof from Motzi Shemra. Shani Motzi Shemra, the Chiddush. Motzi Shemra itself is a big Chiddush. If you have a regular girl who gets married and didn't yet consummate, and she adds Nut, so Bechenek, and Motzi Shemra, Beskila, but in this case, because the guy's Motzi Shemra, so it's Beskila, so it's the whole thing is a Chiddush. So therefore, even if the guy only brings it up after she's a Bogeret, nonetheless, she still gets skila. But that doesn't talk about a regular case where Adim just come forward and say that she had znut. If they come and testify about it after she said bogeret, even though they're testifying about something she did as a nara, still she's going to get chenek. Now, Amar Avuna Beredu Rav Yeshua L'Rava. So it's a challenge. Dilma ki chadit rachmana. Maybe when the Torah was mechadesh motzi shemra, heichad lo ishtani gufa. Maybe the Torah is only mechadesh that motzi shemra applies as long as she's still a nara. Maybe the Torah never extended it beyond Na'arut. In other words, maybe the whole Chiddush here is that when the guy is Motzi Shemra on her, and then therefore she's going to get Skila. But who says that applies after she's a Bogeret? Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says as follows, Ishtani velo Ishtani Tanoi. The whole issue of whether or not your punishment is associated with the time that you did the sin, or is associated with your status at the time that you were judged, is itself a machloket. It comes into a whole different area, so just a very quick introduction, is that a regular citizen, you or I, are machal Shabbos b'shogeg. We have to bring a korban chatat, eat chelev, bring a korban chatat. Regular chatat kvua, seirat, izim, etc. However, if a nasi, the head of the Beit Din, is chote, he has a unique kind of korban. If the Kohen HaGadol is chote, same kind of chataim, he brings a different kind of korban. And all of that's listed in the second half of Parsha Vayikra, all the different chataot. Now what happens if somebody sinned when they're a regular citizen, and they only found out about it? Remember, shogeg means they didn't know about it. So they ate something, they assumed it was shuman, it was kosher. And the next day they're appointed to become Kohen Gadol. And 2 days later, a guy comes and says, well, what happened to that chelev I had around? So I ate it. Oh, you didn't know that was chaylev. That wasn't Shuman. He's chayav a chatat. Which chatat is chayav? So watch this. Chatu ad shelo nitmanu v'nitmanu, if they sin before they're appointed to one of these positions, and then they're appointed, and then they find out, harehen kehed yotot. Chachom say that they bring a korban of a regular chatat, because the sin happened when they were regular citizens. Shimon omer, im nodalem ad shelo nitmanu, Rabbi Shimon says, look, if they found out before they were appointed, chayavim, then the chayav, like you said, a regular korban. Mishinit manu pturim, but if they were notified after they became appointed to the position, whatever the position was, then they're patur. Now, why are they patur? So take a look here at Rashi at the end of the Amud. Rashi points out as follows. He says, turim legamre. In other words, because what happened is that you have the chet happening in one status, and this is the right previous Rashi, Mishinit Manu, Tavele Chata Bishat Korban Yachid Vidia Bishat Korban Nasi. Here's the problem, that normally with the Din of Shogeg is that you have to be in a similar status, like Tchilata Bishogeg Vesofa Mamezid and vice versa, you don't bring a Korban for that. So the way that Rashi explains Rabbi Shimon's position is, if they did the chait when they were citizens and they found out after they already achieved the special status, then it's not a shogeg because it's a half of this and a half of that. Doesn't make a shogeg. Now, does that really tell us that Rabbi Shimon would say that if a girl became from Na'ara to Bogeret, she really would not get the mitah of Na'ara, of Skila, she'd have Chenek? Well, wait a second. Rabbi Shimon just said you get nothing. What do we know about Rabbi Shimon? He's saying that we capture both. We say, well, your status now is when you found out about it is a nasi, and your status when you did the chait was a regular citizen. You put them together, you get nothing. Since when does Rabbi Shimon say you only follow the moment of yediyah, meaning the new status? If that's the case, Rabbi Shimon should agree your chayav and just disagree what kind of animal to bring. Mashuach par v'nasi sa'ir. So, what do we do with this? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan l'chanan l'tana. Remember, Shiloh was the Tana who said there's three levels, and he said a bogeret, meaning a girl who had niyuf when she was a na'ara, but she was only accused by the edim when she was a bogeret, still gets skila. Rabbi Yochanan, still gets chenek. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Tana, Tana Tidor Meskila, he said, fix it. It should really be Skila. In other words, we don't accept the idea that Ishtani Gufi Ishtani Ktala, since the sin you did was when you were in a status, you get Skila, even though you're accused and convicted later, you still get Skila. Now, V'yamai, why is this? Nara Murasa Marachmara of Habogerati. The Torah said Nara Murasa, and this one's a Bogerat. Rila Markra Hanna Ara. Right, because it says imet haya, vatzirat ha-na'ara. Right, it's imet haya davar zel untuvu to the na'ara. The next pasuk is vatzirat ha-na'ara, and like Rashi points out, it should have said v'hotziu ha'u v'hotziu ota. They take her out. Why do you say ha-na'ara? Because the focus is on the fact that she did it as a na'ara, and that is sufficient. And that is sufficient for the mitah to stay the same way. Now, Amar Leih Rabbi Chananya the Rabbi Ila. So he asks as follows: Yachim Milkan Ami Lilki Umei Asel Anami L'Shalim. So if that's the case, then if a guy is motzi shemra on a girl that she had znut when she was a nara, even though now she's a bogeret, and it turns out he's lying, then he should pay regular, and we say he doesn't. Amar Leih Rachmana Nitzlan Mehaydaita. So Rabbi Ila said, God save us from your strange statement. So he said back, he said, no, God should save us from your statement that the guy should not have to pay 100. In other words, if you're going to say Hanna'ara, means that as long as she did it when she's a Na'ara, she will always get skila, even if she's accused and convicted later, then you should say the same thing about his punishment. Right? So now what's the reason? Tam am I? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avin, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. Zum aseha garmula v'zeh akimat sfatav garmula. Let's think about it. If it's true that she had znut, why is she getting killed? Because of what she did. If it's not true that she had znut, then what happens? He is going to be punished for what he said. When did he say it? Let's take a look. Zum aseha garmula k'shizanoi na'arazanoi. When did she have znut? When she was a nara. So that's the moment that defines it. In the case of the guy where he lied, it's words. Emad kamachayev. When did he say these words that got him in trouble? Haishaita, that morning. Haishaita bogeret avai. At that moment, she was a bogeret. Good. So that takes us really to the point where we're going to pause here. But we are in the middle of this, so again, we'll pick it up in the next podcast and then finish to the end of this particular sugya. Everyone should have a wonderful day.